Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 45, Navigating Transitions, Finding Balance in Times of Change. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a topic that every single one of us has faced, or will face at some point in our lives, transitions. Change is one of the few constants in life, yet it has a way of catching us off guard, shaking our sense of stability and leaving us questioning, what's next? Whether you're navigating a career shift, moving to a new city, entering a new relationship, or undergoing deep personal growth, transitions can feel like stepping into uncharted territory. Here's the thing about transitions. They're uncomfortable because they take us out of what's familiar. But within that discomfort lies an incredible opportunity for growth and transformation. Life's transitions are like bridges. They connect us from one version of ourselves to another. And while it's easy to feel stuck in the middle of that bridge, uncertain of what's ahead, it's important to remember that transitions are not disruptions. They're invitations to evolve. This episode isn't just about surviving change, it's about thriving in it. It's about learning how to find your balance even when the ground beneath you feels shaky. It's about discovering how to stay rooted in your values while embracing the flow of life. And most importantly, it's about seeing change not as something to fear, but as a form of spiritual evolution. We'll explore what makes transitions so challenging and how they affect us emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. We'll talk about practical strategies for staying grounded during times of unease and how to build emotional resilience. And we'll dive deeper into the spiritual perspective of change, how transitions are not just events, but opportunities to align our highest selves and step closer to our purpose. For those of you following along in the Metanoia Madness workbook, today's episode is going to pair perfectly with some of the reflective prompts and exercises. If you don't already have the workbook, you can grab it for free at metanoiamadness.com. It's packed with tools to help you not only cope with change, but transform through it. So whether you're in the midst of a big life change, preparing for one, or reflecting on a transition you've recently experienced, this episode is for you. By the end of today's conversation, you'll have the tools, insights, and encouragement to approach transitions with grace, confidence, and clarity. So let's navigate this together. Change, by its very nature, disrupts our sense of stability. It challenges structures we've built, the routines we've relied on, and even the identity we've associated with our current stage in life. Transitions, whether they're planned or unexpected, often come with a mix of emotions, excitement, fear, anticipation, and even grief. But to navigate transitions with grace, it's crucial to first understand their nature and the role they play in our lives. Let's start by redefining transitions. They're not just the periods of in-between or times when life feels uncertain. They're also catalysts for growth. Think of transitions as thresholds. They represent the space between who you've been and who you're becoming. Crossing these thresholds often requires us to let go of the familiar and step into the unknown, which is why transitions can feel so overwhelming. But within this space lies the opportunity for transformation. One of the most challenging aspects of transitions is the sense of loss that often accompanies them. Even when the change is positive, a new job, a fresh start in a new city, or a healthier lifestyle, there's often a part of us that mourns what we're leaving behind. This sense of loss is natural. It's a sign that the life we're stepping away from held meaning and comfort. Recognizing and honoring this loss is an important first step in navigating transitions. It's not about clinging to the past, but acknowledging its role in shaping who we are today. Transitions can also bring up feelings of uncertainty and self-doubt. When we step out of our comfort zones, we're often faced with the questions like, am I ready for this? What if I fail? Or who am I without this part of my identity? These questions, although uncomfortable, are actually an invitation to explore deeper layers of ourselves. They prompt us to confront our fears, reassess our values, and realign with what truly matters. Another aspect of transitions is that they rarely come with a clear roadmap. Unlike structured steps of a goal, transitions are often unpredictable, with twists and turns that require adaptability. This lack of certainty can be alarming, but it's also an opportunity to cultivate trust. Trust in yourself, in the process, and the unfolding of life. This is where the spiritual perspective becomes invaluable. From a spiritual lens, transitions are not random disruptions, but divine moments guiding us closer to our purpose. Let's also address the emotional complexity of transitions. It's possible to feel both excitement and fear, hope and grief, all at once. These emotions are not contradictory, they're complementary. Embracing this duality allows us to navigate transitions with greater compassion for ourselves. Rather than labeling certain emotions as bad or wrong, we can view them as natural responses to change. This shift in the perspective helps us stay grounded, even amidst the emotional turbulence. It's also important to recognize that transitions don't just happen externally. They trigger internal shifts as well. A career change might push us to reevaluate our definition of success. A move to a new city might challenge our sense of belonging. Personal growth transitions might force us to confront limiting beliefs or outdated habits. These internal shifts are often where the most profound growth occurs. They encourage us to shed our old patterns, embrace new perspectives, and step into a fuller version of ourselves. Lastly, let's talk about the concept of impermanence. One of the reasons transitions feel so unsettling is because they remind us that nothing in life is permanent. While this truth can be difficult to accept, it's also incredibly freeing. Understanding that life is constantly evolving allows us to approach transitions with a sense of curiosity rather than resistance. Instead of fearing what we're leaving behind, we can focus on the possibilities of what's ahead. Transitions can make us feel uprooted, as though the ground beneath our feet is shifting. This is why finding a way to stay grounded is essential. Grounding doesn't mean resisting change, it means establishing practices that provide stability and clarity, even as life evolves around us. In this segment, we'll explore the practical strategies that can help us navigate transitions with balance, resilience, and intention. Anchor yourself in daily routines. One of the first things to go during a transition is often our sense of routine. While change requires flexibility, maintaining certain daily rituals can provide a much-needed sense of stability. These routines don't have to be elaborate. They can be simple as a morning cup of tea, a nightly journaling practice, or a few minutes of mindful breathing. These small but consistent actions create a sense of normalcy and remind you that, even amid change, you have control over certain aspects of your day. Prioritize your self-care. Transitions can be emotionally and physically taxing, which is why self-care becomes non-negotiable during these times. Self-care isn't just about treating yourself. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. This might mean getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, or making time for physical movement. It could also mean creating space for reflection, engaging in creative outlets, or seeking support when needed. The key is to approach self-care as a way to recharge and maintain your inner balance. Stay present. One of the challenges of transitions is the tendency to dwell on the past or worry about the future. While it's natural to reflect or plan, spending too much time in either direction can increase stress and anxiety. Grounding yourself in the present moment helps you focus on what you can control right now. Practices like mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing, or simply observing your surroundings can help you cultivate presence. When you're present, you're better equipped to handle tasks, emotions, and emotions of the moment without becoming overwhelmed by the big picture. Reframe uncertainty as opportunity. Uncertainty is an inevitable part of any transition, but how you perceive it makes all the difference. Rather than viewing uncertainty as a threat, try reframing it as an opportunity for growth and discovery. Ask yourself, what new possibilities could this transition bring? What lessons might emerge from this experience? Shifting your perspective from fear to curiosity allows you to approach change with an open mind and a sense of adventure. Set small, achievable goals. During times of transition, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the change. Setting small, achievable goals can help break the process into manageable steps. These goals might be related to adapting to your new circumstances, such as meeting one new person if you relocated, or focusing on one task at a time if you're starting a new job. Celebrating these small wins reinforces a sense of progress and builds confidence as you move through the transition. Cultivate a support system. Transitions can feel isolating, especially if they involve leaving behind familiar environments or relationships. Building or leaning on a support system can provide comfort and perspective during these times. This might mean reaching out to friends or family, joining a community group, or seeking guidance from a mentor or therapist. Sharing your experiences with others reminds you that you're not alone and can offer valuable insights and encouragement as they navigate change. Embrace adaptability. Change often requires us to let go of rigid expectations and adapt to new circumstances. Cultivating adaptability is about staying open to the unexpected and being willing to pivot when necessary. This doesn't mean abandoning your goals or values. It means being flexible in how you approach them. Remember, transitions are rarely linear, and the ability to adapt is one of the greatest tools you can develop. Ground yourself through nature. Spending time in nature is one of the most effective ways to reconnect with yourself and find grounding during transitions. Whether it's a walk in the park, sitting by a body of water, or simply standing barefoot on the earth, nature has a way of calming the mind and restoring balance. It reminds us of the larger rhythms of life, where change is not only natural, but essential for growth. Reflect on your values. Transitions are ideal in a time to revisit and reaffirm your core values. What truly matters to you? What principles do you want guiding your actions during this period of change? Grounding yourself in your values provides a compass that can guide your decisions and help you stay aligned with your authentic self, even as your external circumstances shift. Lastly, remember transitions take time. It's natural to want clarity and stability as quickly as possible, but growth often unfolds gradually. Practicing patience with yourself and the process allows you to embrace the journey without unnecessary pressure. Trust that with time you'll find your footing and that each step you take is bringing you closer to the next chapter of your life. Transitions are often seen as disruptive or challenging, but what if we reframe them as opportunities for growth and transformation? Every significant change in life, whether planned or unexpected, carries a potential to teach us something valuable about ourselves and the world around us. In this segment, we'll explore how to shift our mindset and embrace transitions as moments of evolution rather than obstacles to overcome. Transitions naturally invite us to pause and reflect. As your circumstances shift, so do your priorities. Use this time to ask yourself, what truly matters to me? Are my goals and aspirations still in line with my current values? For instance, a career change might ask you to consider whether your professional life supports the lifestyle you desire, or a move might help you rethink what kind of community you want to be a part of. By reevaluating your priorities, transitions can become a chance to recalibrate and realign with what's most important. Challenges often reveal strengths that we didn't even know we had. During your transition, you may find yourself solving problems, adapting to new situations, or navigating uncertainty in ways you hadn't anticipated. These moments of resilience offer opportunities to discover hidden talents and capabilities. Reflect on how you've handled transitions in the past. What skills or traits helped you persevere? Recognizing these strengths builds confidence and empowers you to face future changes with greater assurance. Transitions often open doors to opportunities you might not have considered otherwise. Perhaps a career change allows you to explore a passion project, or a new city introduces you to people and experiences that enrich your life. Embrace the unknown and remain flexible with where your journey might lead. Sometimes the opportunities that emerge from transitions are far greater than what you initially envisioned. Growth often involves stepping outside your comfort zone, and transitions naturally push us to unfamiliar territory. While discomfort can be unsettling, it's also where growth happens. Think of it like working out. Your muscles grow stronger by being challenged. Similarly, navigating the discomfort of change builds emotional resilience and prepares you for future challenges. Embrace the idea that growth and discomfort go hand in hand, and trust that the uneasier feeling is a part of the process of becoming. Think back to previous transitions you've experienced. What did you learn? How did those moments of change shape who you are today? Reflecting on the past transitions can help provide valuable insight and reassurance. It reminds you that you successfully navigated change before and are capable of doing so again. Each transition leaves behind lessons that you can carry forward into your next season. As external circumstances shift, transitions can deepen your connection to your inner self. This is the time to listen to your intuition, honor your feelings, and trust your inner guidance. Either through journaling, meditation, or simply spending quiet moments of reflection, use this period to build a stronger relationship with yourself. The more connected you are to your authentic self, the more grounded you'll feel as you navigate change. Transitions are not just some random life event. They're also deeply spiritual experiences. When we shift our perspective to see change as a natural part of our soul's evolution, we open ourselves to profound growth and transformation. From a spiritual perspective, life is not a series of fixed destinations, but a flowing, ever-evolving journey. Every change, whether welcomed or unexpected, is a part of this unfolding path. Transitions often act as markers, urging us to pause, reflect, and realign with our soul's purpose. They remind us that we're not stagnant beings, that we're dynamic individuals constantly learning, growing, and expanding. When we see life through this lens, transitions become less about loss and more about transformation. One of the most challenging aspects of transitions is letting go. Whether it's a job, a relationship, or a familiar routine, letting go is a vital practice. It creates space for new opportunities, relationships, and experiences to flow into our lives. When we hold on too tightly to what was, we block the energy of what could be. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or dismissing the past. It means honoring it for what it taught us and releasing it with gratitude so that we can step into the future with openness and trust. Transitions often happen in ways we don't expect, acknowledging our need for control. This is where the spiritual concept of divine timing comes in. While it can be difficult to surrender to the timing of the universe, trusting that everything is unfolding as it should brings a deep sense of peace. Divine timing teaches us patience and faith, reminding us that there's a greater plan at work. One that may not always be visible, but is always guiding us toward growth and alignment. The unknown is one of the most uncomfortable aspects of transitions. Yet from a spiritual perspective, the unknown is also sacred. It is the space where possibilities are born, where the seeds of new beginnings take root. Embracing the unknown requires courage, but it also deepens the trust in ourselves and the universe. The more we lean into the mystery, the more we discover our capacity to adapt, create, and thrive in ways we never imagined. Transitions often lead us to question our purpose, values, and direction. While these questions might feel unsettling, they're also opportunities to find deeper meaning, reflecting on the lessons of change, what it taught you and how it shaped you, and what it revealed about your inner strength. It helps you see the change not as a disruption, but as a sacred step towards your soul's journey. This perspective transforms even the most challenging changes into experiences of profound growth and understanding. During times of transitions, connecting to your inner guidance becomes essential. Practices like meditation, journaling, or simply spending quiet time in nature can help you tune into your intuition. This inner wisdom often provides clarity and reassurance, guiding you toward the next step on your path. By strengthening the connection with your inner self, you develop a greater sense of trust in your ability to navigate change with grace and intention. Transitions often bring misalignment to light. Whether it's a career that no longer fulfills you, a relationship that no longer supports your growth, or a lifestyle that no longer resonates with your values. These moments of change give us a chance to realign with our true selves, shedding what no longer serves us and embracing what does. This process of alignment isn't always easy, but it is deeply rewarding, leading us to a more authentic and purposeful life. Finally, cultivating gratitude for transitions, even the difficult ones, helps us embrace them as part of our spiritual evolution. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we've lost to what we've gained, fostering a sense of peace and acceptance. It reminds us that every ending is also a beginning, and that each chapter of our lives contributes to the greater story of who we are becoming. Transitions, when viewed through a spiritual lens, are not disruptions to a journey, but an integral part of it. They invite us to grow, to trust, and to realign with our highest selves. By letting go of what no longer serves us, embracing the unknown, and trusting the divine timing of life, we transform change into a sacred process of evolution. Each transition is an opportunity to deepen our connection to ourselves, our purpose, and the universe, by reminding us that growth is not a destination, but an ongoing journey. As we come to the close of this episode, I want to leave you with a reminder. Transitions, no matter how challenging, are not just disruptions, they're invitations. They call us to step into the unknown, to trust our resilience and embrace the possibility of becoming someone even more aligned with our highest self. Change is life's way of helping us grow, evolve, and remember the strength that already exists within us. Navigating transitions isn't about avoiding discomfort. It's about learning to find the balance amidst uncertainty. It's about recognizing that every ending carries the seed of a new beginning, and every challenge holds the potential for transformation. When we approach change with curiosity, courage, and self-compassion, we not only survive, but we thrive. If you found today's conversation helpful, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own transitions. What are they teaching you? How can you approach them with more intention and grace? Remember, your journey is uniquely yours, and you're doing better than you give yourself credit for. Thank you for joining me on this Metanoia Madness Monday. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need a little extra encouragement during their own season of change. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories about how you're navigating your journey. Keep trusting the process, stay grounded in your truth, and remember, every step, no matter how small, is leading you closer to the person you're meant to be. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.